The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Hilchos Nedarim Ushvuos, the laws of vows and oaths, which can be found in Simen Samach Zayin of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph. Al Tehi Ragil B'Nedarim. A person should not be accustomed to making a neder. Kol HaNoder Ki'ilu Bone Bama B'Shas Iser HaBamas. Anyone who makes a vow, it's as if he's building a Bama. A Bama is a private altar, which one time was considered permissible and even commendable to build. But once the Beis HaMikdash was built, it was forbidden to build a Bama. So one who makes a neder, it's as if they built a Bama at a time of Isser HaBamas, the time that the Bamas are forbidden. The HaMekaimo, and one who fulfills the neder that he made, Ki'ilo Hikriv Olav Karban, it's as if he offered a carbon in it, Shechayev Mishum Shchute Chutz, on which he would have been violating the lav of shechting something outside of the Makam HaMikdash. So even though he thinks he's doing the mitzvah by offering a carbon to Hashem, really it's actually the wrong thing to do. And the same is true about a neder. Someone feels very holy, perhaps, forbidding things upon himself, but in fact, the Torah does not want us to become accustomed to making nedarim. Ki tov yoseh sheyishal nidro v'yatiru lo. It is better that one who has already made a neder should be shoel on it, which means that he should request it should be annulled, v'yatiru lo, and they will annul it for him, meaning the Beis Din, the court, will annul him of his vow. That is better than fulfilling the vow that he already made. In the Sefer Shevet Musar, he brings down that the reason why the Parsha of Nedarim is juxtaposed to Parsha's Maaseh, to the story about the traveling in a desert, is to hint to us that a person should travel far away from Nedarim, and he should abstain from making nedarim unnecessarily. Now, we will find that there are exceptions to the rule. There are times that nedarim should be made, and it's proper, and it's a mitzvah for them to be made. But under normal circumstances, we consider making nedarim the wrong thing to do. One of the explanations for this is that the Torah always wants us to be in a mindset of growing, which means that the person I'll be tomorrow should be greater than who I am today. If that's the case, how can I limit my actions tomorrow based on my understanding and perspectives of today? If there's something that we want to refrain from doing, just refrain from doing it. But don't commit yourself to a neder in order to ensure that you don't do it. So then the Kitzur tells us, Vahani mili bishar nidarim. This is talking about ordinary vows. Avo nidre hegdish mitzvah lekaimon. But if someone makes a neder regarding sanctifying his belongings, so that's something which is a mitzvah for him to fulfill. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, nidarai lashem ashalem, that I will fulfill my vows to Hashem. V'lo yishal aleihem ela b'shashat chak. In such vows, one should only be shoel, one should only request annulment of them only under extenuating circumstances where it's really necessary to do so. Now, in Halacha Dalet in Hay, the Kitzur will tell us other exceptions to the rule where it is proper to make nedarim. But first, in Halacha Beis, he tells us that this principle is not just true about making the darim. The same thing would be true about making a shvua, making an oath. He says, V'chein yisrachek min hashvua. Similarly, a person should distance himself from making an oath. Avol im avar v'nishba is a davar, but a person violated and he did make an oath on something, lo yishua lav, he should not be sholel on it, he should not ask to have it annulled, elo yamod b'shvuasa, but rather he should maintain his oath, afapi shehu mitzta'er, even though it is causing him agony, shenema nishba lahara v'lo yomer. This is referring to someone who imposes an oath upon himself. V'ksiv acharav osa ela lo yimot la'olam. If he does this, he should never stray from this. V'ein nesholon al hashvua ela b'shas adchak. And unlike nidarim, when it comes to shvuas, it's only under extenuating circumstances that a person should try to get annulment of his shvua. The Gemara says in nidarim that someone who makes a neder is considered a chote, called a sinner, even if in the end he fulfills his neder. Similarly, a person should never say, I'll make a neder, and big deal, afterwards I can always annul it. Because it's brought down in the Chochmas Adam, he cites the Sefer Hasidim that says, by simply making a neder, a person will receive divine punishment for it, even though he's intending to be matirit later on. He compares it to a person who says that he's going to dunk himself into bodily waste because he knows that afterwards he can bathe. Don't put yourself into a situation where you're doing something wrong with the intent of cleansing yourself afterwards. It is wrong to make nedarim. There are some poskim that say that the issue of making nedarim is that there's always a risk that a person will forget to maintain the vow, in which case a way to get around this problem is that they should stipulate at the time that they're making the neder is that the neder is only binding if I remember when it is relevant, which would therefore mean that if they forget about the neder and then violate it, they would not really be violating the neder. In the Sefer Yosef Ometz, he suggests a very big chiddush in Hilchos Nedarim. He said the concern about making Nedarim is that one won't fulfill it. So therefore, if upon making a neder, one stipulates that if he fails to fulfill that which he set out to do, then he would be required to give a certain amount of money to tzedakah. In that case, there would be no problem of making the neder initially, because even if he fails to keep his word, he has a way to not be in violation of the neder by giving this knas, by fining himself and giving this amount of money to tzedakah. Now in Halacha Gimel, we elaborate on this theme. He says, Sarach lizoher. A person needs to be careful, shelo yidar shum davar, that he should not make any type of neder. Va'afil l'tzedakah ein tov lidar. Even to make a neder that he's going to give money for charity, he should not do so. Ela im yesh lo biyodo mashehu rotza litein. If a person has in his possession that which he wants to donate, yitein miyad, he should give it right away. V'im ein lo, if he doesn't have it, yamtin ad sheyir lo, he should wait until he gets it, v'yitin below neder, and then he should give it without pledging it as a vow. V'im poskim tzedakah, v'tzorach lifsok imohem, and if there are pledges being given for tzedakah and he needs to pledge along with everyone else, Yoma b'feirush, he should say explicitly, shehu posek bli neder, that he is pledging it without making any neder. V'chein kishemaskirin neshamos shenodim l'tzedakah. And similarly, when people say yizkar for a departed family member, that the minhag that they have of some people is that they make a neder to give money to tzedakah, yesh lo lomar bli neder, he should say that he's pledging it without making a neder. Imhu be'es tzara mutar lo lidar, and if, on the other hand, it is a time of danger, then mutar lo lidar, then it is permissible for him to make a neder. But if it's not a time of danger, he should not make a neder to give money to tzedakah. The Kitzer here is taking the position of many Rishonim that are quoted in the Beis Yosef, that hold that during a time of danger, it is mutter for a person to make a neder. The source of this halacha can be found in the pasuk that says, Vayidar Yaakov neder lemar, that when Yaakov was in danger, he made a vow. And Chazal make a drasha, it's in the Medrash Rabbah, that says, lemar, what do you mean to say? The point is that he wants to teach future generations that in the times of danger, it is proper to make vows. Another source is the pasuk in Bamidbar where it says, Vayida Yisrael Nedla Lashem Vayomar, Im Nason Titen Es Am Ezeh Biyadi Vachramti Es Areim, is that upon going out to war, Klal Yisrael made a neder. According to the tshuva of the Maram Mintz, this is the source that we have that is proper to make nedarim at times of danger. Now, some Rishonim do not agree with this. It is the position of the Aguda and of the Shita Mikubetzes in nedarim that it is wrong to make nedarim even at times of danger. In this, the Yaakov made the neder. That was before Matan Torah, but after Matan Torah it would be also to do so. Similarly, the Meiri says that the neder of Yaakov wasn't a true neder, and he didn't mean to accept a vow upon himself. If we look in the Rambam does bring the halacha that is wrong to make nedarim, and he does not say any exception for a time of danger. From this it is implied that the Rambam would also agree that even in times of danger, it is not the proper thing to do to make nedarim. However, the Shulchan Aruch does not pass in this way, and thus the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch brings down that in times of danger, it is the right thing to do to make a neder. Now, although the Shulchan Aruch and the Kitzer use the language that is permissible, we have many sources that say clearly that it's actually a mitzvah to make a neder at a time of danger. This includes the Piskei Tosfos and the Shulta Giborim, and according to many Achronim, this is indeed the halacha that in times of danger it is a mitzvah to make a neder. It is brought down in the Sefer Chasidim that even one who is making a neder at a time of danger should be careful to think carefully through his commitment before making the vow, because he doesn't want to do something that he would later regret. It is also brought down in some svarim that if a person makes a neder at a time of danger, he should only make the vow binding for a short amount of time, so that he doesn't commit himself to something which is too difficult for him to undertake. Altogether, there are those who bring down, it's mentioned in the Sheva Musar, that even though we hold it is mutter to make a neder in times of danger, still, in our era, one should abstain from doing so, out of a concern that he will not be able to keep that which he sets out to do. But certainly, limit the degree of the neder and the number of nedarim that one makes. Now, how does one make a neder at a time of tzara? The Ritva says in the Darim that if a person has a chola in his family, or if he himself is ill, so he's allowed to say, I will give such and such if I am healed, or I'll give such and such if my family member is healed. or if I get released from this danger. Now the Aruch HaShulchan mentions that there's another form of making a neder in times of danger, and that is he doesn't make it dependent upon his salvation, but rather he says he makes a vow to do such and such, and then he does it immediately. And in that schus, Hashem is more likely to redeem him from the danger that he is in. There's a machlokes haposkim, whether a vow that is made in times of danger would take effect even if a person does not verbalize it. There are some achronim that hold that even if he mentally commits himself to something as a neder, then that would be binding upon him if it's a time of danger. And others say, no, a vow only takes effect unless a person actually verbalizes it. Now we are ready to discuss those types of nedarim which are proper to make. The first thing is, in Halacha Daled, he says, Imdaita likvor lo eza limud batorah. If someone wants to establish for himself a seder of learning, o lasos eza mitzvah, or to perform any type of mitzvah, v'hu yore, and he is fearful, pen yisrashel achakach, that maybe he is going to neglect to do it afterwards, o shehu misyore, or he is afraid, pen yisiseo hayetzer lasos ezer iser, that maybe his inclination will seduce him to perform some type of avera, olim mono milasos ezer mitzvah, or is going to hold him back from doing any type of mitzvah. So under these circumstances, mutar lo lizroze nafshe b'neder o b'shvuah, it is permissible for him to be mizares himself, to encourage himself by making a neder or a shvuah. The Amar Rav, because Rav says, minayin shenishbo'in l'kayim es ha-mitzvah lizorez es atzmoy, from where do we know that we can swear to fulfill a mitzvah in order to encourage ourselves, afapi shehu moshba va'omid mehar Sinai, even though in truth we are already committed to the oath that was made by Har Sinai, shenema, like it says in the pasuk, nishbati ay kayema lishmar mishpatei tzidkecha, I have sworn and I have fulfilled to do all of the mishpatim of your righteousness, vafilo im lo amar b'loshen neder o shvua. Even if a person did not convey that explicitly, that it's supposed to be a neder or a shvur, but he merely used regular speech, heavy neder, it would still be considered a neder, umechuyev lekayem, and then he is required to fulfill it, ulachain, and therefore, tzarech ha'adam lizaher, a person should be careful. Kishehu omer shiyasa eze dvar mitzvah, when he says he will do any form of mitzvah, sheyomer bli neder, that he should say that he's doing it without making any neder. V'tov sheyargil ha'adam es atzmo kein, and it's a good thing for a person to accustom himself to do this. Afilo ba'omro lasas dvar rishus, even if he says that he's going to do just something that's not a mitzvah, kidei shelo yikoshel chas v'sholom ba'avo nedarim, in order that he shouldn't, God forbid, stumble in the serious averas of making vows. So what this means is like this. When a person says that they're going to do a mitzvah, let's say someone says that they are planning to go visit a nursing home. Or better, that they're going to visit a nursing home every week. So it's a mitzvah. If he didn't say bli neder, it could be binding upon him that from then on he's obligated to do this unless he annuls his vow. In order to avoid having this binding neder upon him, he should say bli neder when he says he's going to visit the nursing home. There's something important to point out. The poskim say that saying bli neder does not mean that his commitment is not binding upon him. On the contrary, if someone says they'll do something they are required to do it even if they say Bli Neder. What Bli Neder accomplishes is that it will not have the strength of being a vow, but ultimately a person always has to fulfill that which they commit themselves to do. In Halacha Hey, we discuss another situation in which it would be considered commendable to make Nidorim. Mi shenoder Nidorim kidei lesakin midosav. Someone who is making vows in order to correct his character traits, hareze zorez umeshubach, so this is considered lofty. Ketzad, hare shal yezolel, a person who is a glutton, v'nodar shalo yochol basar ezazman, and he makes a neder that he will not eat meat for a certain amount of time. Oh, shahal yashoge b'yayin. Oh, this is a person that's entrenched in drinking wine. V'asar alav es hayayin ushar mashkin hamishakrin, and he forbids upon himself wine and other alcoholic beverages. V'chein, and similarly, mi shahaya misgoer biyofyo, someone who's very proud of his looks, of his beauty, v'kibu alav nizirus, and he accepted upon himself a vow to be a nazir, which would mean, among other things, that he could not cut his hair, ukayotzeber, and things like this. Nidarim ke'elo heima avodas Hashem yisbaruch shemo. Such types of nidarim are to be considered as a form of serving the Almighty. V'al elo amru chachamenu zechonim levracham. And on such nidarim, our Chazal have told us, nidarim siyog leprishus, that nidarim serve as a fence to the attribute of abstinence, which is a good thing. Umikol makom, gam b'nidarim ke'elu, ein lo l'odem l'hargo as atzmoy. Even so, regarding nidarim such as these, a person should not get himself too accustomed to it. Ela yesh lo lehiskaber al yitzro gam below nidarim, but rather he should overcome his inclination without making any nidarim. But if he can't, so then it would be considered praiseworthy for him to make a neder in order for him to fix up his negative attributes. In the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, he suggests that someone who's involved in a monetary dispute with his friend, and his friend will not believe him unless he makes a neder, under these circumstances it would not be forbidden for him to make the neder. Similarly, he writes that if in order to demonstrate his seriousness to the other party, he has to make a neder that he would put a knas, a fine, upon himself if he does not fulfill his side of the deal, if that's the only way the other party would believe him, then such a neder would be permissible. Halacha Vav. Ein ha-neder chol elim ha-yapiv v'libo shavim. A neder does not take effect unless one's mouth and his heart are saying the same thing. Avoim nodar b'to'os, but if he made a neder by mistake, shelo hoisadaito kimo shehotzi b'sfasav, because it was not his intention to fulfill that which came out of his lips, o shehira b'libo neder v'lo hotzio b'sfasav, or if he thought the neder in his heart and he did not say it explicitly with his mouth, ein ze neder, then this would not be considered a vow. Again, this is the mainstream opinion, as opposed to those achronim we mentioned before that said that in times of danger, even if it did not come out of his mouth, it would still be a binding neder. Apparently, the Kitzer does not hold that way. Halacha Zayin tells us how it is possible for someone to be committed to a neder even though they did not say anything at all with their mouth. Mi shenog eza chumra bidvarim hamutarim midina, someone that practiced any form of chumra in those things that are really permissible as far as the halacha is concerned, and he's strict on the matter, machmas yog v'gadev uprishos, out of making offense and out of developing the attribute of abstinence, kigon taniyos shebimei aslichas, for example, one who fasts during the days of slichas, which is not obligatory, but it's a commendable thing to do. Oh, shelo le'echol basar velo lishtos yayin mishiva asar betamuz ve'elach, or that he abstains from eating meat and drinking wine during the entire 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av, even though that's not obligatory. Ukiyotze b'zeh, and any chumra like these, afilo lo nohakein rak pam harishona, even if this was only the first time that he actually practiced this, elosho yibedaita lino kein la'olam, but he had in mind to continue this practice from here on. Oh, or another case, shenog kein shalosh pamim, that he carried out this practice 3 consecutive times, afa pi shelo hayo bedaita lino kein ba'olam, even though he did not intend to continue carrying it out, v'lo hisna sheyia bli neder, and he did not stipulate that it would be bli neder, it would be not making a neder, v'rotzo lachzer, and then he wants to go back, mifnei she'ena bari, for example, let's say he's not feeling well, sarach hatara, he would need to be released from this commitment. V'yiftach b'charata, and he would have to open up expressing his regret, shehu mischaret al ma shenohag kein l'shem neder, that he regrets on practicing this in a form of a neder. L'chein, mi shehu rotza linog be'eza chumras l'syog uprishos, therefore someone who does want to practice any form of chumra as offense or as a means of abstinence, Yomer Batchila, he should say initially, She'eino mikabel alav kein b'neder, that he's not accepting this upon himself as a neder. V'gam Yomer, and he should also say, She'ein b'dayta lino kein ela b'pam ahi, o b'pam she'yotza, that he is not intending to do this except for this time or for these times that he wants. V'lo la'olam, and he does not intend to carry on this forever. In this way, it would not be considered a neder.